The intervener existed for about 3 decades as an independent arm of the State Justice Department, but 10 years ago, while Jim Doyle was Attorney General, Republican Governor Tommy Thompson shut down the intervener's office. Thompson argued that environmental groups and the general public could hire their own lawyers to take on polluters and state agencies like the DNR or DOT. But Governor Doyle says bringing back the intervener would give more help to ordinary citizens.
You know, it shouldn't just be people who can go out and afford a lawyer and mount a big legal fight who should be able to have some kind of recourse. And that's what the public intervener provided to the citizens of the state.
Doyle admits his plan to bring back the intervener is controversial, but he says he's hoping to find bipartisan support in the legislature. Senate Natural Resources Committee Chair Neil Kedzie won't join with Doyle. The Elkhorn Republican says the intervener tended to spend too much time on expensive legal action.
You know, you have to be concerned about the unintended overuse of the intervener just for the sake of frivolous or what may appear to be frivolous types of lawsuits, and in the amount of money that's spent in court actions. Would it be better off to have those in the form of a citation initially, or to expend those monies on taking care of future problems?
Environmental groups are glad Governor Doyle wants to restore the intervener's office. Doyle's plan is part of a Conserve Wisconsin environmental package he unveiled at a series of news conferences. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.